We're in Melech Shabbos, the middle of the halachas of who has to join into the Erev, Siv Shin Ayin Siv Vav, on the Afresh Lam Zayin Med Aleph. Mishish Lechamisha Nashim Lechamisha Avodim Mekabim Men Pras. If someone has five wives, five slaves, they receive from him a stipend. Kol Echad Echad Bebeisa, and each one eats in his house. Vechin Talman Mekabim Pras Men Abba Vechad Bebeisa. So too, a student that receives a stipend from his teacher and he eats in his house. In Lizim Zalza, they don't make it forbidden one on the other. If there's no residence with them in the courtyard, or if the Erev comes to them. A similar thing to the previous Siv. As Mishbur says, Siv Katan Memchas. Someone has by him, Chamisha Nashim Bahulu, Deim Naminim Shach Machabalim Adinim. Similar to what we said in the previous Siv. They're also drawn after their master and their lord. Sivkat mem tes, more about them, slaves, what the misharsim, same thing as servants, sivkat nun, and each one eats in this house, so to a student, they don't make it forbidden one of the others, sivkat nunim in vuchulu, if there is no other residence with them in the courtyard. Kumo yitzalachim, siv hey, like we had in the previous paragraph regarding the brothers. Vadavka b'chalelu, now that's specific by all these. Moil pras that a stipend is effective, because anyways they're really drawn after them. But a regular person, that's getting a stipend from his friend, that would not be effective at all to absolve from joining in the Erev. If you have 10 apartments, one within the other one, meaning you have to pass through each one to get to the other one. And they go through the outer one to get to the courtyard. Only the inner two rooms need to join, give to the Erev. The rest are exempt. Because they're all considered like a gatehouse for the inner ones. It says Mishbur Sivkan and Aleph that only the inner ones, Sri Chalit Meir, have to give to the Erev. Only they have a halacha of a house on them. And they make a forbidden to carry into the courtyard because they're not joined together. Or to carry from one to the other one. And also from them to the homes that are in front of them. Even though the second one is really a gatehouse to the innermost one, because he passes through him also. So why do those two are considered batim? Because limits bottom to his bias ideas that does not nullify the second one from a lochic status of bias through this, given Habarak Bishal Yachi, since only a gatehouse for an individual, which would not qualify it as a gatehouse. Rosh Hashanah Tzin Oishchafe says, even though we wrote previously in the beginning of the Simon regarding a chatzer of a Beishar Yachid, is also a Beishar, that over there is because it's a Beishar of a chatzer, which is not made for a Dira. Over here, it's made for a Dira. The second house. So look at Bimagadan that he's not sure a Beishar that's near a house on the outside. Maybe it's including a Beishar B'chotzer, and that sounds like another Shabbos. Says, look at the Bach. So we've cut Nun Beis, because he said all the rest, Shechashim Kul M'chulu, they're all considered as a Beishar for the inner ones. Shechalach Mem Ho Beishar, because essentially each one is a gate. That's the Chalab Nimim meant to all the inner ones from it. Vein Chashav Dira, and therefore it's not considered as a residence, Kim Shurab M'oib Malav, because the public is passing through it. But the Sharatin Chabav says the sounds like the Timus Apayiskim. That's about the Shachan Harav. That for this reason, the inner ones are permitted to carry in all the outer ones because they're permitted through the Erev of the inner ones. And that's brought the Chiddush Rashi explicitly. Not like the Beis Meir. That's not sure regarding this. However, if the inner ones don't give their Erev, it's possible that just like they're forbidden to carry in the courtyard, so too the ones in the outer homes are also going to be forbidden. Because even though they don't make it forbidden, they're forbidden. It depends on Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the Sugya B'churva, and it's going to be explained in the Simush Shnayim of Siv Gimel. Continues the Mishnah, says, "Lefizah, according to this, b'vayishish b'toych shnei chadarim, a home that has inside of it two apartments, u'meskram l'shnei b'nei adam, and it's rented out to two people, u'bevayish l'pnei chadarim, and in the house that's within these rooms, darbe b'alavayis b'atzmai, the landlord himself lives over there, even there, when he passes through these two outer ones, him b'atzmai chayav l'itin be'erev, they themselves are obligated to give into the erev." But the Balabais himself is exempt, meaning in those outer apartments, because it's like his gatehouse, which is not obligated. If someone is a guest in a courtyard, even if he's a guest in the house by himself. If he's not a guest in a permanent way, only for 30 days or less. You know, Isa ben Yachatzit does not make the bed on the people of the courtyard. Behuvim Matarim, he and them are permitted, even though he didn't join their bim veisam, whether in his house or in their house.
Says the Mishbura, Sivka Nun Gimel. It said, HaMesadeach B'chatzit, if someone's a guest in the courtyard, Afil HaYadir B'schiris, even if he was renting the apartment, Sivka Nun Dald, even if he's a guest, B'vayis B'fnei Atzmai, in his own independent a house, Shaykhul Yashna Sham, in the Airbnb that is eating and sleeping over there. It's picking on his own, meaning because the Mahay Biyachim Balabais, because he was dealing with the host. Phil Bekebe, now he said, then if he's permanent there, he doesn't make it a bit in Kishla Air, but he doesn't join in the air. He's not significant. Sivkan Nun Hey. But if he's not a guest there in the permanent way, Ella Lishlech Milayim, only for 30 days. Or less, he's not going to make it forbidden for them if he doesn't join the Erev. And he and them are permitted whether his house or their house. Now, but if it's more than 30 days, even if it was only loaned to him, then he's considered permanent, and he's excluded from the category of being a guest, and then he will make it forbidden. Which Sharatin Ois Chavta says, now this specifically if he cannot remove him if he wants to, as we previously wrote. According to Muhammad, understanding of the Sharatzi, and this is the intent of the Rambam in the fourth paragraph of Chazerban, that he writes that a guest does not make it forbidden forever. That is when you could remove him. Says the Mishnah for this, it's logical, that if he initially had established him for more than 30 days, so then he actually makes it forbidden right away. You don't have to wait for the 30-day mark. Because the Sharatzi in Islam, it says there's no difference between when it's more than 30 days or whether a year. We don't find when the person rents an apartment that he shouldn't have to make an Erev until after 30 days, and that's a little bit from the wording of the Mechaber. He says, Kashva Taz writes, to be Yisim Mishleishim, the Asrin, that this one is more than 30 days, we make it forbidden, is Dafkim Mitzadech B'Mokim She'en Kol, specifically if he's a guest in a place where there's no community, of a Mokim She'en Kol, but if it's a place that's community, V'Yisim Yerubichatzeis B'Erev Pesach Kedakin, and they make Yerubichatzeis Erev Pesach, like with the way we do it, as Patek Amazen, and he's also exempt regarding this, Kelev Bez Damasna, because the heart of the court stipulates our call of the Yerub She'en Kol, regarding all the residents that get added on. Kamish Mavor has brought the Simishin Shin Samachlov, Siftas, I ain't trying to look over there. However, Taiv b'makom she'shiridim, it's good in the place where there is the market fear. Shiridim lovei orchim, that it's normal for guests to come l'shtasham yisem shloshim, they stay there for more than 30 days. She'yasna kol befirsh, that the keila should explicitly specify b'shosh ha'isnei, when they make the erev, do l'chom mishatayz beratzes, for whoever's going to get added on for this erev, because people come for like over a month to these fears. Simkon nandav. But if it's just a guest, less than 30 days, in Oysu B'chulu does not make it forbidden. Yeshem, some say, Shafil Ragu, Lavi Shem, Kamapam, Lesrech, even if he's normal, that he comes many times to be a visit as a guest. But Yeshem, Shem, Achmed, those are stringent there regarding this. Like it is regarding an idol worshiper, B'simit Shin Pe'edal, Sev Aleph, Ayin Shem, Lekub Adir, Deshar Tzien, Ois Lamed Gimel, brings to look in Shechon HaRav, that writes, what's considered ruggle mean that he's very habituated to come? That's someone that comes to settle there, you know, being there more than a period of 30 days. Says the Sharatin Tzarchin, requires further analysis, because it doesn't sound like there's an Arshal and Simin Yudches, because he writes in his Tshuva to the Ramah, and his words in Simin Kofchaf, and he writes about it explicitly, that in the Lublina fear, that they would stay there less than 30 days. Obviously, just by being ruggle, he removed himself from the status of a guest, so says the Sharatzi and Tzarchin. It would seem that one could be lean regarding this, because even regarding non-Jews themselves, the opinion of the Rashbis, they were not stringent by ruggle more than when he's in a ruggle, the way it sounds like in the Mises and Shempedal, the way he writes over there in the Atzei HaMoikim. If that's the case, at least by Yisrael, for sure one could be lenient, the way the Bismayer reads that even those who say it's forbidden by ruggle regarding Akum agree by Yisrael, and that's what the Shulchan Acharav writes. To be lenient. The Bir Halacha and the Vemaskel Shnayim Apnim Levad B'chulu. So when you have all these different apartments, and each one goes through the other one to get to the other one, only the two inner one need to make an Erev. So this is, look at the Taz that he writes, that by one Erev it's enough for the two inner ones, since that the passing through the path of just one opening, and Achrin Meri Masig on him, the way we quoted previously in the Shartzin Yisrael, and they hold that every one of them has to give a portion in the Erev. And you should know that from the words of Ben Yerucham, it sounds like that he holds that regarding the 10 homes that all have to give to the Erev, besides the outermost one. And on that, on him, many Achrinim, they wonder, that's not like anyone. Now, if someone looks, however, in the Pirsha Ben Chananel, in the Sugi, you'll see that he explains like this, the words of Ben Yerucham, that besides for the last one, which is, everyone has a right away on him, that's not called, the others are not called Beishar, the Rabbi. Now, although the halacha, for sure, we don't move from the words of all the poison that don't write like this, since I only wrote this that someone should not think like as if Rabbi Yerucham is in error. The maskal l'shleish miyayim, if he wasn't the guest, not permanent, but just for a period of 30 days or less, so that's not a problem. Now, Beis himself, there's a contradiction. In the beginning, he writes more than 30 days, and then he writes that Dafka less than 30 days is considered a guest, but 30 days sounds like would be Keba. And the Ali Rebbe already points this out, and Darchim Aish and Shempe Beis writes that 30 days is considered Kabua. That's also in the Lavosh and the Morgan Ram, look over there. And the truth is, we don't find anywhere that a measurement of more than 30 days. To the contrary, all places we say that 30 days is called the Taishim, look above Bastav Ches. This is brought in Yishame, and this is brought in Shempe Dal, Eno Isa Adla Achash Leishim. Also, it means takes good before 30. And so you could resolve the wording of the Trum Sadeshin, and like you say in the Gemara, many places, Ben Yud Gimel V'Yom Echad, which means 13 complete years, so to over here, I said, but Selmais said Sarachin Ladina on this halacha. What's the status of 30 itself? And the Maskal, Eno Yisal B'nei Achayt, so that the Chatzat, so the guests are not going to make it forbidden on the people of the courtyard, of the old other residents. So look at Eben O'Ezid, that disagrees in the Pesach Shulchan Aruch. According to him, a guest makes it forbidden when he has his own room where he eats over there. Over the halacha, we don't move from the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, and all his primary proofs, the Seif Beis Meir Red rejects, and agrees to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Look over there, and that's what he says, I found in the Chiddush HaRashba, that if you designate them for temporarily logical, that it would not make it forbidden. And this Lesha, that he says, Michlam Lesha, that is meaning if it wasn't more than 30 days, as he concludes that there's a proof from the Yisham, look over there, and that's what's written in the Avodah Zakodesh. The Maskal Behuvei B'mitarm, and then he and them are permitted in his house and their house. Look in Simon Shin Sadiq Avon Magid Ram Sebkot Beis, that he agrees to the Pesach of the Mordechai, that even though the guest does not make a forbidden on the people of the Chatzar, but the people of the Chatzar, they do make a forbidden on the guest, that he should not be able to carry from his house to the courtyard if he does not join the Eiv with them. That is when he has his own room. However, many Achayim wonder on his words, and that's written Beis Meir, that we don't move from the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 38. We said that this halacha of the five women and the five slaves that get a stipend, so then they don't have to join the Erev. So Mishmaru said that specifically because they're drawn after them, but a regular person that gets a stipend, that this halacha would not apply. So according to this, Bachrim, the young boys that Ian Yeshiva, and their Yeshiva also lives with them within the perimeter of the walls of the campus, the Sefer Chochma Salev writes that if the Bachrim receive from the Yeshiva their Sudas, or money to buy food for their Sudas, as the Pesach Mishnah and Sipkar Mem Dal. So they considered these students as Makam Pras, as a stipend from their Rebbe, and therefore they don't make a forbidden one on the other. And so too, the cooks in the kitchen, they're like Misharsim, that take a Pras, as we say in Sipkar Mem Test, that they don't make a forbidden. In a way that the responsibility to feed the Bachrim is not on the Rosh Yeshiva, rather it's on the Manal or something like that. So then he writes over there that they're considered Mekam and Pras from someone else, not their Rebbe. And then they would make it forbidden one for the other if each one eats in his own room. However, even if the Rosh Yeshiva does not live within the perimeter of the walls of the Yeshiva, it still depends on Machlik Zerushalayim that the Be'er Halacha brings in Sefei de Maskman Amili regarding brothers that receive a stipend that they're not in the same chatzah as the father, which remains with this at Tzorchei Lamaisa, and therefore they should make an Erev without a bracha. Dish number 39, Shar Tzion, had said, there's a Machlik Zerushalayim taste in the Sugi Achurba. What does this mean? So Rashi and Erev in the Pehim and Aleph says that a churba that has bailam, that doesn't live over there, even though it does not make the chatzah forbidden, however, it's forbidden to carry inside of it. We explain the sugya there in a churba that doesn't have bailam. Taisa medayik, that it sounds like if it has bailam, it would be forbidden to carry inside of it. Taisa holds that just like a deer without bailam does not make it forbidden, so too, it's not forbidden. And so too, they'll disagree over here. By the batim ha-chatzayim, which are a beishar for the inner ones, they don't make it forbidden on the people of chatzah, so according to Rashi, not like carry to the outer ones without an air, according to Taisa, would be mutter. The words of Mishbrus have come enough that he says stam that's forbidden to carry from the batim ha-panim to the chatzayin. It seems that he holds halacha like Rashi, from the halacha later on in Shir 9 Vavs of Gimel, he's lengthy in this machlik, and he brings that the opinion of the many Rishayim is like the opinion of the Tesis, and that's something from Stimus of Shulchan Aruch over there, and that's how many Achrayim hold, something that his opinion is to be lean regarding this. Pinchas Nish will explain later on. Now, over there. Now, if one of the members of the Chatzar leaves his house for Shabbos and he gives permission for a different neighbor to go in and to take out his kelim from his bias, the Sefer Chochmas Leib writes that according to Rashi, that you're forbidden to carry to a deer that doesn't make it forbidden, it would be forbidden for this neighbor to take in and take out kelim from this bias. This number 40, if a person did not rent his house, it's just that the Balabai is given permission to eat and sleep over there. Truth is, Chochma writes, that it's not considered that he has a house in the Chatzar, and it's similar to someone who's living in a Beis Sha'ar, Nachsadr Mepeset, that does not make it forbidden, even though he's eating and sleeping over there. This is number 41, regarding patients in the hospital. Do they make it forbidden? The Sefer Chochma Salev writes that they make it forbidden, and explains over there in the comment that even if you're going to say that they're not Kavu over here, because they could be moved from one place to another place. However, you see in the Ramah over here that also, that we'll see on Amud Beis, that even residents that are not Kavua make it forbidden one another when they don't have with them some other resident that is permanent. And that sounds like a Chuvas Chaim Shal, that he writes that if people are in this quarantine area because of suspicion of illness, they make it forbidden one the other. On the other hand, there are those who lean because they don't get a permission of residence for his own bias. It's just he has a right to eat and drink for the purposes of while he's being treated for his illness. And that's written in Shabbat to Tzela Chachma. Sefer Archa Shabbos in Nemer Miskerelitz. However, even according to these sheets, you have to verify if besides the sick people, this obviously might be in the hospital on Shabbos, other guests from outside or other residents that are chayiv in Erev. Now, according to those who say it's forbidden, you have to look into if it's possible to permit a hospital through an Erev because, you know, generally you get new patients in the middle of Shabbos. Also, in Sefer Archa Shabbos, he writes that according to the ones who hold that chaylim patients don't make it forbidden, even if you're going to say that there are others who make it forbidden, however, it should not be forbidden to carry from the rooms, the patient's rooms to the hallway, at least kelim that start off Shabbos in these places. Dishrin number 43. The Lacha, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, later on, Shin Pei Dal, that if Nachi is Ragel, he does make it forbidden. Not like the Shar Tzion that brings from the Rajma. Dishrin number 44, Chaznish writes that Yisrael that is Ragel Lavoi does not make it forbidden. Dishrin number 45, the Svar of the first opinion, Beis Meir explains that there's a difference between a non-Jew, that the reason why the Chum required to rent from him is Rishus, is so that you don't learn from him. And that reason applies also when he's accustomed to come, and therefore you have to rent from him as Rishus, versus a Jewish guest that he has to have a permanent residence so that he's considered as a person of this Chatzar, and if he's not there for 30 days, contiguous, then it's not considered that he was kaveh there his dira, even though he's accustomed to come, and therefore that's why it doesn't make it forbidden on the people of the Chatzar.